Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
It's one thing to love those who love us, but what about those people who don't love us? Well, the Apostle Paul addressed this question when he outlined God's will in his letter to the Romans. Listen to what he wrote.
Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Give careful thought to do what is honorable in everyone's eyes. If possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Friends, do not avenge yourselves. Instead, leave room for God's wrath, because it is written, "Vengeance belongs to me, I will repay," says the Lord. Do not be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good.
Well, as I read these words, I have to ask myself, how is this possible? I'm sure we'll all agree that at times it's hard enough to love our brothers and sisters in Christ, and of course, it's much harder to love those who are not a part of God's family, and especially those who treat us in evil ways. But this is the wonderful thing about becoming a new creation in Christ. We can discover that God will enable us to do amazing things through His Holy Spirit, even loving our enemies. Now, don't misunderstand, this doesn't mean that as Christians we're not entitled to justice when we're victims of criminal behavior. As we'll see tomorrow, this is one reason God has established government authorities. We're not to become vengeful and take matters into our own hands. Rather, we're to practice this principle to live by, to live in God's will. We're to demonstrate Christ-like love, even to our enemies.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.